I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump sounded a note of triumph when he spoke before a joint session of Congress Tuesday night.
I return to this chamber tonight to report that America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
The nationally televised speech was Trump's first since his return to the White House on January 20th. He boasted that his administration has launched the most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history.
Within hours of taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. And what a job they've done. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded, ever.
The president defended a new set of tariffs he imposed earlier Tuesday on U.S. trading partners Canada, Mexico, and China. He also said his administration will begin imposing reciprocal tariffs on all U.S. trading partners beginning April 2nd.
We have been ripped off for decades by nearly every country on earth, and we will not let that happen any longer.
Democratic lawmakers in the House chamber reacted to the president's speech in silence, with many holding up signs demanding Republicans maintain spending on social programs such as health care and veterans benefits. Longtime Democratic Representative Al Green was escorted out of the chamber after he repeatedly heckled Trump at the start of the speech. This is VOA News. Senator Alyssa Slotkin said Trump's economic plans will do more harm than good for ordinary Americans.
President Trump is trying to deliver an unprecedented giveaway to his billionaire friends. He's on the hunt to find trillions of dollars to pass along to the wealthiest in America. And to do that, he's going to make you pay in every part of your life.
The newly elected senator from Michigan gave the Democratic response to Trump's speech. Slotkin accused Trump of siding with dictators like Russian President Vladimir Putin over America's traditional allies and said he considers American leadership as merely a series of real estate transactions. The Vatican said Wednesday that Pope Francis spent a restful night in a Rome hospital as he continues to battle a lingering respiratory illness. AP correspondent Philip Crowther has the latest.
As the Vatican prepares for Lent, Pope Francis's condition can be described as stable, say his doctors. After two respiratory crises the previous day, this Tuesday, doctors say he only needed supplemental oxygen to breathe, no need for the ventilation mask that had been used previously, though it was going to be used during the night, the 19th night that the 88-year-old Pope will have spent at the Gemelli Hospital here in Rome.
That was AP correspondent Philip Crowther. The United States made clear it will no longer automatically support core United Nations initiatives during a vote Tuesday at the UN General Assembly. Delegates voted 162-3 to approve a resolution titled International Day of Peaceful Coexistence that reaffirmed the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The U.S. joined Israel and Argentina in voting against the measure. U.S. Representative Edward Hartney told the Assembly that last November's elections show that Americans want their government to refocus on domestic interests. Hartney said globalist endeavors like Agenda 2030 and Sustainable Development Goals lost at the ballot box. In sports, LeBron James has become the first player in the history of the National Basketball Association to score 50,000 combined points in the regular season and postseason. James surpassed the mark early in the first quarter of the Los Angeles Lakers' 136-115 win over the New Orleans Pelicans. He is already the top scorer in NBA history in both the regular season and the playoffs. The milestone comes in the 40-year-old James' 22nd consecutive season, tying him with Vince Carter for the most seasons played in NBA history. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.